welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 759. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Flying Color. That song is called Dear Friend. It was the band's lead single off their debut album in 1987, though I picked that up on I Want to Be a Teen Again, American Power Pop 1980 to 1989, that was released on Cherry Red Records in July of this year. That San Francisco band had one album, and then I know kind of some odds and sods after that. That album is very sought after, and if you have a copy on vinyl that you'd like to get me, I'd love to have it. That is from the third disc of that series. The first two were fantastic, and this one's pretty good too. The author has a bit of a bias towards the skinny tie power pop era. I do too, but I'm not sure they treat the late 80s that well. That one there, an exception, just a wonderful track. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week. Let's keep playing some. This is Ryan Allen with something brand new. It's called Think Fast.
A tooth for a tooth, and nobody knows. said, nobody knows what they never met.
Welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Shiner with the song Jackie. That's on the band's new album, Believe You Me, which came out September 26th on Spartan Records. That is a wonderful Shiner record. If you're a fan of Shiner, you're going to love this record. It's got everything you need, all the nooks and crannies to explore, all the guitar noise, all the rich atmosphere. And that song there has a bit of 90s revival to it that I like pretty darn well. Before that, we heard from the Lemonheads with the song 58 Second Song. It is not 58 seconds long, by the way. That's on the band's new album, Love Chant, which came out October 24th on Fire Records. That is, of course, the project of Even Dando, who I think calls Mexico home now, somewhere south of the border, maybe even south of the equator, who knows. But, of course, the heart of it is still in Boston, right? It's a good album. I don't know that it sounds a whole lot like the Lemonheads, but I know that it doesn't sound a whole lot like a solo Even Dando record either. So it's got some good things going for it. Give that a listen. See if you can find something on there that works for you. And then we started the set off with a track by Ryan Allen. The song is called Think Fast. It's on his album One Week Off, which he self-released on October 3rd. It's a power pop record from this Detroit man. He evidently had a week off work, decided not to go anywhere, and put together an album. And I hate him for it because it is just wonderful. So many good things happening on that record. You're going to want to pick that one up. It's largely a digital-only thing, though there's a limited edition number of CDs available if you go directly to his Bandcamp. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. All right, let's go to the Corettes here. This song is called Boom Boom Boom.
Get what you want, but I'm not a stick. is my darling now. I'm gonna give your ring back. My heart goes boom, boom, boom when he bangs his drum.
Let's spin the
My heart goes boom.
some wonderful tunes directly from the garage into your ears. We just heard Slime Phone, You Can't Hide From Me by Greg Wheeler and the Poly Mall Cops. That band is from Des Moines, Iowa, though they are about as local as you can be for not living here. They're here all the time. They got some connection to the city and their record label based here in Kansas City. It's on the brand new album Slime Phone Surveillance, which came out October 24th on High Dive Records. And it is just a balls-out garage punk rock and roll record. If you enjoy that song, you're going to enjoy that album. Pick that one up. It's available on beautiful vinyl. And before that, we heard from the Bacarudas and the song Dracula's Castle. That's on the band's album Play a Halloween Monster House Party, where it has a much longer title. That's the shorter version of it. It is a 10-track, all-digital release on Mom's Basement Records that came out September 9th. But that Philly band has just put together a wonderful Halloween playlist of Halloween themed songs. That Dracula's Castle one is pretty good. There's a couple other ones that are really nice as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Not sure how well it's going to translate when it's time, December, but right now it sounds really, really good. And then before that, we heard from the Corettes with the song Boom Boom Boom. That is on the band's album The Soul of the Fabulous Corettes, which came out November of last year, 2024, on Rough Trade Records. Another excellent garage rock record from that band. And that song there just perfect recall of that 60s girl group sound as well, right? Anyway, I am out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 759, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, fun things coming up here. On the 29th, we've got Phasers to Kill at Skate Bar, or Military Gun is playing at the Bottleneck. Apocalypse Meow happens on the 1st at Record Bar. Drifter plays Farewell that night. Jerry Harrison is at the Kaufman Center. And Likes is at Replay. On the 2nd, Hipshot Killers make an appearance at the Ship. That's a rare one. HR from Bad Brains at the Record Bar that night. Lena Lovitch is at Record Bar on the 5th. Bags, Bags, Bags are at Mini Bar on the 6th. And on the 7th, Religion of Heartbreak is at Mini Bar. Eggs on Mars are gigantic that night. That is the former Records with Merit. On the 8th, Noob Sessions is at Mini Bar. Thundergong happens at Uptown that night. Uncouth is playing the Skate Bar. Eradicats are at Hillsiders. And Jeff Tweedy is at Liberty Hall. On the 11th, King Princess is at the Truman. Stray Cats are at the Uptown on the 13th. Goblin is at Record Bar on the 14th. Corners of the Sky that night at the Replay. On the 15th, 95 Sweetbird is playing at Farewell. Drifter is at the Replay that night. 16th, we have Redder Moon at the Mini Bar. Blonde Shell is at Truman on the 17th, and that should be enough for now. Looking over at the website, a few new things out there. Empty Moon, Fritz and Sons, and Matt Rice Show. Photos, videos, and thoughts of the Model Actress Show, as well as of the Play Loud Fest. And I think 8 or 9 of the bands that I saw as part of that, all up on the website, ready for your review. All right, I have saved time for one more. I'm going to play a track from Pale Lights. This one from the band's debut album that came out in 2014. The song I'm playing is These Things Happen, and the album is Before There Were Pictures, came out on Calico Cat Records, which I think is their own label. I finally found a copy of this one, been looking for years, and I'm glad I did. It's a wonderful indie pop record and a great way to end things here today. So we end things here with Pale Lights and the song These Things Happen. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Streets. done is done.